Can he make Seattle drier? This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Seattle's mayor-elect Bruce Harrell says he owns the homelessness issue and he is sticking with his promise of a visible difference within 1 year. But I also asked him during our interview for his message to downtown businesses, hundreds of which have been struggling or have closed forever. And he went beyond removing the tents and the graffiti and cleaning up the streets.
A lot of the brick-and-mortar institutions had thin margins to begin with, and many of them were fragile. So now what will our new downtown look like? Will we have more open space? Will we have music? And can we build more shelter such that people can walk downtown without an umbrella? So we're going to do a visioning exercise on what our new downtown should look like.
Went by pretty fast, but I immediately picked up on the words, walk downtown without an umbrella. He's saying this in the middle of November, keep in mind. I wasn't sure he was serious, but he is.
There's data to suggest that in Seattle, some people will walk in a sheltered mall because they don't want to carry their umbrella everywhere. So if you walk downtown right now, there are many awning structures that recognize that. That's why they are there. So people will come downtown to shop as opposed to a mall, often because of the experience. So the question becomes, how do we make that experience more joyful and drier?
I'd never considered that, but it's so obvious. Yes, people want to be safe downtown, but they would also like to be able to go from store to store in November and December without getting soaked. And I believe Bruce Harrell is the first Seattle politician to dare to say it. I realize once upon a time, walking without an umbrella in Seattle in a cold rain proved you were a true native. But I think a downtown where you could walk freely without dodging tents and stay dry all the way home, even in November, without an umbrella, would be packed with happy shoppers. I think it would attract so many shoppers and create so much tax revenue that homeless programs could be funded without additional legally questionable taxes. And then, once it's dry, we could work on making it a few degrees warmer, too. Although, that might happen all on its own.